This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to set sail with the Browns here in a second. I gotta tell you about this morning. lost my keys as I got this loaner because, you know, I backed my truck into a fire hydrant.
It's one thing after another.
It's been a week, man. It has been a week. And so this morning I was like getting ready to leave. I'm on time. Everything's good. And I'm going, where are these keys? And I'm running, it becomes a massive panic. And it happens very quickly if I can't find my keys. Because my truck is backed up to the garage door. So I'm like, if I can't make it out of here in some modicum of time, I have to do the show from the house. I can't take Liz's car. And then she can't take kids to school. Like the whole...
screws up everything.
The entire operation goes straight to hell. I'm walking around the living room. I'm going to a place I knew I was not at last night. Trying to look for these keys. It got to the point, I go upstairs, I go, got to get Liz involved, she's asleep, I flick on the lights, I start running around, what's going on? I lost my keys, okay, I'll help. And so she starts walking around, do you remember what you were wearing? Yeah, I remember what I was wearing. And I'm in such a panic, I'm like moving hastily, I start sweating, I look like Karen in Goodfellas when they do the federal raid on him, and she's like cutting the coke up and putting it in the toilet.
I'm already jealous.
All the keys we have.
Yeah. I'm jealous that Liz was like nice when she woke up.
Well,
right
knows,
out of her stone-dead sleep,
see,
and she was nice.
It's an escalation.
My wife, this would have been something I'm hearing about for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's
and you ruined another night of sleep, another one for me.
Well, she knows
if it wasn't
that,
for your snoring or your coming to bed later or your alarm clock going off.
That's why you need to do the once-a-week meltdown, because once a week, I will lose my mind
in
the morning.
She's used to it.
She's used to it. And I'll slam cupboards. It's, by the way, that's a family tradition. My late mother used to do that. She would slam. She'd get mad at my dad, and she'd slam the cupboard doors and all that stuff, and whip the drawers closed and all that stuff. And you'd hear the silverware rattling around afterwards. It was such a dramatic, ridiculous thing. And I'm a dramatic, ridiculous person. So it got to the point I got desperate. Because the truck opened up, so I left it unlocked overnight, which is not the right thing to do, but there's nothing in there because it's a loaner. I got nothing in there. So, but I was in a hurry, and I freak out, and it got to the point, yesterday was trash day. I had a bag of trash at the bottom of the trash can. I pick up the trash bag, I rip it open, and everything, coffee grounds, the whole thing, and I am digging through the trash and just throwing trash back in the receptacle. So in the garage, 4:20 in the morning, I'm digging trash out. Actually, no, because I was looking around for about, it was almost a half an hour. So it was like 4:40 in the morning. I am digging trash out. I'm angry because I'm way behind now. Way behind. I'm sweating again profusely, and I'm digging trash out of my, in the garage at 4:30 in the morning. I can't find it. Liz goes upstairs. I get rid of that. I go in, I wash my hands. They're not in the garbage. I didn't think I threw them away. They're not in the garbage. I go inside, I wash my hands, I turn around, and there is, Owen's going to laugh, There's Axel's whatever folder they send kids home with that you'll know about someday. Like,
what color is it?
Yellow.
Okay. We do a red mostly. Okay. Sometimes a green.
Yeah, you'll have a color. You will have a colored folder.
Very important.
Yeah, you will have
how you get information.
Exactly. Yeah, they send it home with the kid every day. It's supposed to be like your thing, even though they send emails like 8 times a day. So I don't know why
it's
we can't just put it in an email.
You can just text me.
Yeah, or they could. Yeah, we text the teacher, so it doesn't matter. And next to it was a play sheet from practice yesterday. And underneath the play sheet, I went, oh, my God. And I took the play sheet, and right under there was the keys. I went, got them, and ran out of the house. Just ran out of the house and took off like I was robbing my own home.
Isn't it just the most amazing feeling ever once you see the keys?
It's a relief, but then, I'm just like, oh, my God.
You're behind the eight ball, though.
Oh, yeah.
But there had to come a point where you thought it wasn't going to happen. Like, your whole weekend was going to be messed up by this.
In my head, I'm preparing for, I'm like, all right, I got to get the Comrex out. I got to go downstairs. I got to call Owen. I got to find a channel. You're going to be annoyed because I'm not in studio. I'm going to be annoyed because I'm not in
studio. Just like when I had the flat, you have to set a time in your head where you go, okay.
Point of no return.
Abandon the plan. Here's the new plan.
In my head, I was going 5:15 is the absolute latest.
I can't make it to the show. I got to do it.
5:15 is the absolute, because I don't know if there's any wreck, I'm not going to make it. So I have to account for that time in case there's any slowdown, because there is a difference between 4 a.m. traffic and 5 a.m. traffic here. There is a big difference. And I had to account all that. So yeah, it was a hellish morning.
Yeah, that sounds miserable. The sweating.
So it's time to get coffee.
You had plenty of time to spare. The sweating, I totally have been there. It sucks. When you're in a mad scramble.
Sweat. The sweat was ridiculous.
And especially because I go from when I wake up walking on eggshells, like making sure the floorboards aren't loud, because if I wake up one child, one baby, or one miserable wife, then the whole thing gets thrown into flux. And I go from that to, there have been times when, I don't know what happened last night, maybe a few bourbons, and then the keys are somewhere where they're not supposed to be. And now it goes to lights on, going in and out of doors, opening, closing, and you're right. It changes the entire dynamic.
And I got mad because I am a creature of habit, and I am very, I'll be careful how to say, I'm anal retentive about these things. Like yesterday, Axel was digging through the one drawer looking for something left. I go, one day you will learn to, I said it like this. I go, your mother's never learned this. And I said, one day you will learn that you need to have things and then put them back so you can find them again. And one day you'll learn that, and then you will officially be on your way to being a grown adult man. And that's what I said to him, because I was disappointed in him, because he's like, I can't hang in. And I go, because you take things and just leave them somewhere and that's it. Because these are different keys, if I had my old regular keys, I'd have hung them up where they go.
That changes
everything.
But because
there's these tassels here on these keys, these pasties, I just left them there and then took the play sheet and went like that, which doesn't even matter. Oh, by the way.
Well, I was going to say, the thing I took from this whole story was installing a new defense for the bowl game.
Yeah, a little nervous. Right.
No.
That's fine. You say what you want to say now. No, cats sir, out of the bag.
No, sirree, bub. I thought I was going to be able to surprise you about this. Saturday, Northwest High School, silver championship bracket against the Indians. Not telling you what time. Maybe shouldn't have told you that. I got to call the defense. No, the thing is, it's going to be a different defense, because I got to call the defense on Saturday.
I have leftover mustaches from my kid's Halloween costume yesterday. Probably going to slap that on, hit the wig.
Oh, I told you. I was willing to go watch other teams, and then somebody sent me
Northwest, maybe the little Connor Stallions action on the Northwest
side. Yeah, you know what? We execute. So you go ahead and you try to beat us. We execute. It is kind of sort of over by Tesla.
Still a team called the Indians?
Let's not get into that.
216-474-0092.
Can Al Fulton react to us? I got to call defense on Saturday, which I'm not thrilled about. And then
Booth or no Booth?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I should try to get up in that booth. Like, we can't see you. There's no headset. What are you doing up there?
Yeah, why? He's just yelling the calls down.
Well, that makes it easy. Let's do it. Booth or no booth?
I'd love to see Kenny up there. You take the steps or would you go elevator?
It's a high school stadium. You got to go right through the crowd, which is probably not fun in some parts of Stark County. Yeah. You're losing it halftime.
Oh, that's got to be a mess.
I never even thought about that in my life. There has to be, I guarantee you there's an old Maslin assistant coach who's like, yeah, that's not a fun run up there if you're down at half.
I like the ones where they have to get on the ladders. They have to get on the ladders and literally climb their way to the box.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like a fire escape in the 30s.
So not only is your team getting their ass kicked, and then at halftime you have to calmly but very delicately go down the staircase before you even go through the crowd.
Mm-hmm. And all those coaches are all excited to get down there at halftime and do some coaching. It's like, no, wait, Agnes is a season ticket holder, and you will not be getting in her way. She needs to go get a hot dog and get back to her seat before the home team band starts playing. Yeah, you will be waiting on her. Yep, that's how that goes. They got their play sheets.
The entire production has started.
Yep. So, yeah, that was my morning, and we're getting ready.
You know, if you would have bought that house in Chagrin Falls, you wouldn't have had this problem. Just walk over to the fishbowl and grab you a new pair.
That's true. I would have taken somebody else's house. I looked at two houses in Chagrin Falls back in the day. But Streetsboro was just kismet. I don't know how else to say it. But, yeah, Fan Bowl 1, 92.3, the Fan Bowl 1 coming up Sunday. I'm excited about that. We'll talk more about that later on. You watched the, almost said Sunday night, Thursday night game last night. I hate the Jets helmets. I hate the Jets uniforms.
I like the helmets.
I think they're terrible looking. Just go back to the white helmets with the Jets logo on the side. Go back to the, everything old is new again. Like you saw, like, I think it might just be how the jerseys fit now. Like before it was all loose and flowing in the 80s, and it just kind of looked like it was painted on the side of a house, like that very quickly.
The old Denver didn't like it. That now that it's nice and form-fitting,
love it. Well, I always like, Lyman and I were the same. Like, as much as you can hate the Broncos, I was like, oh, the old helmet looks way better than the new helmet.
I saw a guy last night trick-or-treating with his kids, and he had the old Broncos logo on his hat, and I'm like, that's a bygone era. I'd like to be right back into that era.
Yeah. Because everybody, we are the most nostalgic generation, because we grew up the richest generation of children. People don't realize that. And so what's old is new again. So now that we're in our late 30s, early 40s, creamsicle Tampa Bay jerseys. Holy Toledo, those looked good the other day. And I was never a fan when I was a kid, even with Eric Rett wearing them. I was like, whatever.
We want the Patriots.
The Patriots jerseys are amazing.
Patriot Pat.
Pat snapping the football.
I see these Jets jerseys. I'm like, this sucks. These jerseys are terrible. And it's
what
just a microcosm of how bad. When you're bad in a bad jersey, it's even worse. I think the face mask makes it worse. I don't like the green face mask.
You didn't like green?
No. Green is, in a lot of ways, it kind of symbolizes bad luck, the whole thing. It's just, it's tough.
They sucked me in. I can tell you, the Browns sucked me back in because I would not really have cared about that game last night, but I had a rooting interest. I was rooting for Houston. And then, of course, it was a setback because the Jets won. Now the Browns have another team to climb over.
Yeah, I didn't.
Setbacks pave the way for comebacks.
I didn't realize this, but you know what? It makes me happy because Tone.
I was falling
you're
out.
Back.
Of it.
You're back in.
Yeah.
You realize you are back in. Tone is back in the mix. Everybody. He was like, it's. I don't want to get my hopes up. Nope. Tone's back in the mix. Everybody. He's back with the group. He's excited again. You paying attention now?
Yeah, I was last night because I sat there. Did you know the Jets were favored? in last night's game, which by the records, this is why people lose so much money on gambling. If I would have just told you, oh, what's the point spread, or asked you what the point spread was last night, or who was favored, you would have definitely said the Texans.
I would have said the Texans, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't have known the spread off the top of my head.
The Texans were 6-2 going into that game last night. The Jets were 2-6, yet the 2-6 team was the favored team. And
yes.
Turns out, there's a reason. Vegas must have known something, because a couple touchdowns, later touchdowns, and the Jets win the game. So now you have another team ahead of the Browns. Browns are 2-6. Jets are 3-6.
Well, if we win on Sunday, will we be right back in the thick of things?
We have to win. I mean, it's not even
that's a must win.
It's not even a question.
But you understand, like, are they still ahead of us even if we win by some version of some tiebreaker?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the tiebreaker is.
Okay, I want to see that. That's all. So there you go.
Well, we haven't played any all the games that we lost.
I don't think they would. Depends now. That was an AFC game. We're playing an AFC game. They were not ahead of us before yesterday. They are now. So.
Well, I mean, we are playing an AFC opponent that's 4-3 as well. Well, even though that.
Well, and they are technically the 7th seed right now, the Chargers. So you would.
The Texans are doing that thing where, you know, and that's kind of the curse of it. Like the 2020 Browns to 2021, it's like, ooh, we're going to take a bit of a step back here because of injuries or whatever. The Texans, I think you're still seeing, like, they're a good team, but right now it's kind of like they're in a... Have you watched the Texans much this year?
Just mostly red zone.
Boy, they grind it out.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they were not... Like, C.J. Stroud, don't get me wrong, I think C.J. Stroud's great, but, man, they're grinding these wins out, and, like, some people are like, well, shouldn't they be running? It's like, well, no, we hype up teams, but it doesn't make them out to be, like, the Death Star 2020 Alabama Crimson Tide. Like, it's still professional football. And so I'm balancing that with, like, boy, some of these things just don't look – they look sloppy. Some of the penalties look sloppy when I watch Houston. It's just – maybe it's a little bit like, hey, maybe this is the natural order things. Like, they're still a playoff team, but how far do they go there? Like, I just think like that. Because they're still young. They're still such a young group.
Who looks like that outside of, what, Detroit? Detroit this year – I mean, every time I see them, they are just running up and down the field. They look like the fastest team I've seen in like 20 years.
I still really like Kansas City. That Mike Renner guy who used to be a Pro Football Focus, he was like, they're an overrated. They're a paper tiger 6-0 team. I don't know how you can call 6-0 teams or undefeated teams paper tigers or whatever. But I do think that if you watch some of these games, it's like, there's holes there. Can you beat Mahomes to be able to make up for the holes or beat the holes? Like that type of thing. So it's one of them deals that you kind of have to understand. Because so many games are won on the margins. And because so many of the games are won on the margins, I think that if you have the right team on the right day, like, yeah, you can beat Cincinnati. You can beat anybody in the NFL. It's just how you put it together week by week, I think, makes that deal. So it makes that difference. So now, when I watch the Browns, like, all right, we've had one great week of football. Can we make it two great weeks of football? Or is, like, DeJuan Jones going to get figured out over at left tackle? Or will they put Jed Wills back there at left tackle? Like, one of them things. Because I don't think a lot of people have a lot of faith in that.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.